I'm going to try to preach it. It's amazing how the Lord can work and how He can get your attention and what He can do. And I try to do my best to listen to Him and try to follow Him. And sometimes, you know, the Lord, sometimes He changes your mind about preaching, and I can't explain how the Lord does that. But I know this. I know the Lord's right, and I know He knows what He's doing. And I'm a firm believer in that. And I've done this more here lately than I feel like sometimes I make a mess of things. But I've done this more in the last 2 or 3 months than I have since I've been preaching. I'll study and read and pray, and I'll say, Lord, that must be what You want me to preach. And I'll come to church, and about time the Lord, time for me to stand to preach, the Lord says, go over here to this scripture and preach that. And I try to do it. I know sometimes I make a mess of things, but I try my best to follow Him. The Lord knows how to talk to you and get your attention about things. I don't know how He can do it, but you just know in your heart, if you don't go that direction, you're going to mess up and you'll fail. So I'm just going to try to obey the Lord. I desire your prayers, that you'd pray that God would help me. Let's all stand. Acts chapter number 16. And I'm going to start reading in verse number 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house and set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Let's all be seated this morning. Lord, I thank you for this day that you've given us today. I thank you, God, for the reading of your word and for the truth in the scriptures. I thank you, God, for being so good to me, for your grace and mercy. I thank you, God, that you're still God today, and besides you, Lord, that there's none other, and I thank you for that. God, my heart's heavy this morning. I want to try to do my very best, Lord, to preach in a way, Lord, that you'd affect somebody this morning. I pray, God, the Holy Ghost would help me today. Give me, Lord, the words to say. Help me, Lord, that I'd be faithful to you. Lord, not make a mess of things, but I pray you'd lead me in the right direction, God, and I could follow you. Oh, God, if there's somebody here today, Lord, that's not saved, I beg you, God, that you'd speak to them and help them. Lord, it's not my desire, Lord, that anybody would die lost without you. God, I've got a burden, Lord, and I want to see somebody get saved today. I pray, God, that you'd get this service exactly like it needs to be. And the good Holy Ghost would speak to somebody and help them, affect them. Lord, today I pray. And I thank you, Lord, for what you do today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach to us out of verse number 30. What this man said here. The Bible said that he brought them out. That's talking about Paul and Silas. He brought them out. This man was real concerned here. And he asked a question. He said, what must I do to be saved? I want to talk to us about that this morning a little while. I want to preach on what must I do to be saved. Now, in the context of this scripture here in verse 25, the Bible's telling us what's happening and what Paul and Silas, these great men of God, had to encounter and what they faced and what they went through. And if you study your Bible at the first part of this chapter, there's a lady with a spirit of divination that had been casting, trying to make money and doing all these things. And Paul and Silas came in and preached the gospel to them. And that lady got saved by the Lord's grace. And they got angry with them. They got mad. So they took Paul and Silas and brought them into jail. And they whipped them and beat them. And they was doing everything they could do to stop the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't want, the devil didn't want nobody to get saved. He didn't want nobody to get right with God. He was trying to kill God's men. And Paul and Silas in verse 25, instead of being discouraged, the Bible said that they prayed and they sang praises unto God. Now I'm telling you, right there, that's something that most of us probably wouldn't have been doing. We wouldn't have been doing that at all. But they got to the place where they wanted to do something for God, so they prayed and sang praises. The Bible said in verse 26, there's a great earthquake that happened. The prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors and every man's bands was loosed. There's a little old man in there. He is the jail keeper. He is a keeper of the prison. And he must have been listening to Paul and Silas. There's a singing and a praying. And he is listening to them. And something was different about these men, what they was praying and singing about. This man got under Holy Ghost conviction down in the jail cell. He is a keeper of the prison. He got under conviction in jail. And he is worried about his soul. Let me say this. God can save a sinner anywhere they are. They don't have to be in church. And they don't have to be in the house of God. It's a good place to be on a Sunday morning. And it's a good place to get saved. But they don't have to be in church to be saved. God will save a sinner anywhere they are. When they realize they're lost, God will save them. And birth me in the family of God. I've seen people get saved when it wasn't at church. And I know God's power can save a sinner anywhere they are. And it's a good place. I got saved in church and I thank God for that. But I believe God can save a lost person wherever they are. He can save them. By His grace, they don't have to be in church. And this Philippian jailer here got under conviction. The Bible said that the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors was open. I want you to notice where God got this man before He saved him. He got this man to the end of himself before he ever got saved. Here he woke up out of his sleep and looked out in the prison and all the prisoners, he noticed the doors was open. All the prisoners was free. And he thought that they was going to run and get out. He knew he was going to be killed for what he had done because he had let all the prisoners go. And he brought his sword and took it out and he was going to kill himself because he had no other chance or no other hope. He is going to take his own life.
And the Bible tells me here that when he had gone to take his life, that Paul noticed that. Paul cried out with a loud voice and said, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Now, God brought this man to the end of his cell. And he thought for some reason that there's no hope left. Let's look at this man real quickly here. Look at him. Here he is in a position where he's going to kill himself. And he is in a position of darkness. Verse 29, he called for a light. He said he wanted some help. He wanted somebody to come in where he's at. He's going to kill himself and he is in darkness. And the Apostle Paul had the voice of hope out there in darkness. He said, "No, don't you kill yourself right now. We're all in here. Ain't nobody left. And don't leave. We're right here." You know what I believe God's wanting me to be this morning? I believe he's trying to use me to be a voice of hope in somebody's darkness. And trying to tell you, you don't have to live like this. And you don't have to stay where you're at. You don't have to have a lifestyle like that. But if you'll listen to the voice of God, you can be saved by the grace of God this morning before you leave this church. I believe that with all my heart. The Bible said there's an earthquake that happened. The prison was shaken. I believe that's a picture of convictions, what that is. That's a picture of Holy Ghost conviction. The Lord was shaking up that prison. And he was shaking up that place. And that Philippian jailer had never seen nothing like that before. And his heart was getting shook up. And his life was getting shook up. And his world was getting shook up. And he realized there was no other hope outside of God. He called in to them men and said, "Is there anything that can do for me? Can anybody help me?" I wonder, is there somebody like that here this morning? I'm just wondering, is there anybody that can ever help me in my condition? Is there anybody that can do anything for me? Well, I've got news for you today. Jesus can help you if you'll let him. The Son of the living God can help you if you'll just let him help you. There is nobody that God is not willing to help. He can help every sinner that'll come to him. I believe that he's going to save every sinner, and those that are poor, and those that are wretched, and those that are mean, and maybe even those that are good. If they're lost without God, he can save every one of them that'll come to him. Here this Philippian jailer, verse 29, he called for a light. The Bible said he sprang in and he came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. He was trembling. Let me tell you something today. This salvation I'm talking to us about and trying to preach about a little bit this morning, I'm telling you, it'll bring great fear to your heart when you're not saved. There's an old time Holy Ghost that can bring fear to your heart when you're not saved. I remember when I was lost without God, I was afraid I was going to wake up in hell before I got saved. I was scared to death. I was going to die lost without God. I was afraid if I didn't get saved, I was afraid that hell was going to swallow me up. I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost really gets on a man's trail, he can shake up your world. Did you know that? I'm telling you, he can get you into the place and in a condition where you can't eat or sleep or do nothing else until you get saved by the grace of God. I believe that kind of salvation. Don't you believe that? This man was trembling. He was trembling. I'm trying my best to get your attention this morning and help you. But I want to tell you, when the Holy Ghost, when he grips your heart with conviction, and he makes your heart tremble, you shouldn't wait to get saved. You should get saved while you can. This come to my heart. This breaks my heart. I'm a trying. I don't know what to do other than obey God. But I don't know how much time people have. I really don't. And I'm just thinking, I could be a preaching this morning to somebody that'll never get another privilege to be saved. That ought to make you tremble, sinner friend. I couldn't be preaching a message today. That might be the last time that you'll ever hear a preacher preach a gospel. It might be the last time. I don't know. I'm not, you say, preacher, you're trying to scare me. I'm not trying to scare you. But it ought to put fear in your heart. That to know that if you pass up the opportunity to be saved, that God might say, that's enough. I'll quit dealing with him. You say, God won't do that. I'm telling you, God will do that. The old timers used to say, you don't hear it much more. But they'd say, I've heard them say it at funerals that this man, I sinned away his day of grace. And the Lord dealt with him and he stood under conviction. And he failed to get saved and he never got right with God. And they'd say, this man sinned away his day of grace. I'm going to tell you, it's that serious this morning. I don't want you to pass it up. Brother Blake, this man was trembling because of conviction. And God got him in the right place to be saved. Verse number 30, this is what it said. I like to see a sinner that's real serious. I like to see a sinner that'll inquire about what they need to do to get saved. This man got in such bad shape. I believe he threw up his hands and he said, what must I do to be saved? He wanted to be saved. Amen. And when a sinking sinner and a saving Savior get in the same room together, boy, you got a good combination right there. This man threw up his hands. He said, I just want to be saved. That's what he wanted. Amen. Are you in here today and don't know if you've been saved or not? You say, preacher, I just want to be saved. That's what I want. I want to be saved. Boy, you're in a good place this morning. Amen. God can save you. He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to have this kind of life. I just want to be saved. Boy, that's a good position to get in. Notice what the Apostle Paul said. Verse number 31, he said, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't that what he said? I want to notice what he didn't say. He didn't say, if you'll just come and join our church, and you'll be saved. He didn't say that. He didn't say, Brother Blake, if you'll come and donate a little bit of money to the church, come on Sunday, or just join our Baptist church, you'll be saved. Right. Or let us take you down to the watering hole and baptize you, and you'll be saved. Let's go to the creek. That ain't what he said. Brother Blake, he said, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, you'll be saved. Well, praise the Lord this morning. That's pretty simple, ain't it? If a person will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, they can be saved. I'm glad God made it simple like that. I'm glad God didn't say if you have enough money in the bank account, I'll save you. Or if you live a good life, I'll save you. Or if you never touched alcohol, I'll save you. Or if you never sin, then I'll save you. He didn't say none of that. He said, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. Well, there ain't nobody in here that's not a candidate for that. Well, God, help us today. I believe God will grant anybody in here out of the faith to believe enough to be saved. And you've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. That's what you've got to do. He said, if you'll believe, if you'll just believe. I'm so glad there's a day in my life that I have the opportunity just to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad that? Thank you. That there's a day that the Lord, you know, a man don't even have enough faith to believe that there is a God. He don't. You can't muster up enough in your conscience or make up enough in your flesh. You can't do that. But the Bible said that faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God. And there's no preacher man that can preach about Christ and tell me about Jesus and tell me about God. And the more I listen, the more faith that I got that this thing was real. That really was Jesus. And he really died and he really loved me. And he really saved me. And the more preaching I heard, the more I was persuaded. I'm telling you, a sinner has to be persuaded before they ever believe.
Amen.
You know that? They've got to be persuaded about their self, about their condition. They've been persuaded about who God is before they ever get saved. And I'm so glad I was persuaded. I'm telling you, when they sold that to me, I said they must be telling the truth. I believe everything they're saying is right. And you believe, if you believe what I'm saying is right this morning, God will give you enough faith to believe. And you can be saved this morning. You can get saved by the Lord Christ. He said, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, thou shalt be saved. Hey, come on. Romans chapter 10. The Bible said that with the mouth, confession is made. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Ain't that right? I'm glad God put it like this. He knows what he is doing. You got to believe. A man's got to believe in their heart. And you cannot do that unless God gives you enough faith to believe. And you believe in your heart. Amen. And then when God puts it in there, you confess it with your mouth. And confession is made unto salvation. Ain't that right? Boy, I'm telling you, God help us today. I believe God is dealing with somebody. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that. I don't need to figure out who it is. That's God's business. And I'm telling you today, from a pastor and a preacher that loves you and that's concerned about you, I want you to make sure this morning, and I want you to know, I want everybody in this building to know, if they've been saved by the Lord's grace. So, preacher, I don't think I've ever been saved. Well, you better get saved this morning. I wouldn't embarrass nobody. You won't see me go back to nobody's seat and try to drag them down to the altar. I figured out this, Brother Doyle, a long time ago. I figured this out. If God can't get them, it wouldn't do me much to go get them, would it? What good would that do me to drag them to the altar? I couldn't save them. There ain't no way I could save anybody in here. But I believe the Holy Ghost is doing something in somebody's heart. And going to them and saying, I'd like to save you this morning if you'll just come. I'd like to save you. He said, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. He said, even in your house I'll be saved. Here this Philippian jailer, Miss Nellie, had beat Paul and Silas. Paul was one of the greatest men of God that's ever preached the gospel. And his job was to beat him. He beat him. He might beat him to death. Amen. They told him, said, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved in your house. That man believed. He said, I will be saved. He believed what they said. He believed it and got right with God and got saved by the Lord's grace. He went home and told Paul and Silas, said, I'd like you to just come home with me if you want to. Won't you just come home with me? Brother David, he set the table, got that food out at the table, set it down. They gathered around that table. The Bible said his whole house got saved that night. Well, hallelujah this morning. I'm going to tell you, if God's dealing with you, he'll save you. I guarantee you. Amen. I don't care about the age of anybody. I don't care if they're young. I don't care if they're old. I'm preaching to people this morning that's never trusted in Christ as their Savior. If you'll accept him, I guarantee you this. If you'll come and you'll ask the Lord to save you, I guarantee you he'll save you. You don't worry about what nobody else thinks about you. You don't worry about what anybody in this church thinks about you coming and getting saved. All that matters is that you're going to get out of hell. That's the main thing. I wouldn't worry about what nobody thought about me. I wouldn't worry who was going to make fun of me. If I was lost without God, I'd run to the altar and beg him to save me while I still have the chance. That's what I do. I'm going to stand. I'm done right there. Let's stand.